Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As the D.C. Metro struggles to address the issue of homelessness, there are people who are still very much in need of support. The kind of support is deep, it's broad, from housing to health, from employment to education, and so much more. Well, Thursday, the United Way of the National Capital Area is once again holding the annual Project Homeless Connect event. It'll be held at the D.C. Armory. And tonight we're going to take a look in depth at the people and the resources for this issue. My guest is Rosie Allen Herring, President and CEO of the United Way of the National Capital Area. Joining her, Dr. Howard Osterman, podiatrist and service provider for Project Homeless Connect, and Brendan Haley, Assistant Director for Veteran Services with Friendship Place. If you have any questions about Project Homeless Connect coming up this Thursday at the D.C. Armory, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Also, if you would like to volunteer because they are looking for help, give us a call also at 202-319-7810. We will talk also about how you can become more involved. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Rosie, can you talk to me a little bit about the people that you are trying to serve on Thursday? Give me a profile of them if you can.
Sure. This is our fifth year doing Project Homeless Connect, and what we found over the years, it's not just the face of homelessness is changing. We tend to think of homelessness, as we've known over the years, as perhaps the veteran or the person living under the bridge, or a person with post-traumatic stress. But the face of homelessness now literally is children who are couch surfing with their parents, who are changing schools 4 and 5 times a year. That's totally destabilizing. And also a good statistic to know is 83% of the adults who are at risk of or experiencing homelessness go to work every day. Mm-hmm. So it tells you that homelessness is not just the moniker that people have. So we're looking to help anyone who is either experiencing homelessness or at risk of experiencing homelessness, meaning that you may be one emergency or urgency away from actually finding yourself living on the street.
What is going to happen on Thursday for those who are not familiar with it? If you go to the Armory as a person who is in need of help, or if you're going there to volunteer, what should you expect to see?
Well, Project Homeless Connect is the opportunity for us as your United Way to partner with a myriad of service providers like Dr. Osterman, as well as our colleagues from Friendship Place, to be able to offer a plethora of services. And that range is everything from being able to get access to vital records. Most people who are living right now without stable housing don't have the opportunity to be able to get to their birth certificate, to be able to get to their Social Security card. And you need those things to be able to go and do an application. So it's a sort of kind of cycle, if you will. There are also services from medical services, medical screenings that are going to be provided as well. Then you, of course, have other resources like housing, other resources like clothing and things of that nature. So it's literally a one-stop shop day where we have over 70 providers who will provide their services all for free. And it's where you come and you basically get that assistance, but you get it in a very dignified manner. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we love about Project Homeless Connect is you're paired with someone we call a volunteer buddy, and that person is with you all day. You never get handed off to another person where you have to repeat your story 3 and 4 times and you lose a little bit of dignity every time you have to share it. You share it once. We're here to help, and that person stays with you whether you need 70 services or 2 or 3. That person is with you. So it's really a one-day, one-stop shop where people who are at risk or experiencing homelessness have the opportunity to come and access services that run the gamut, as well as additional supports for when they even leave. And so it's definitely a phenomenal day.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Project Homeless Connect, now in its fifth year at the D.C. Armory, on Thursday. For those who are in a homeless situation, or perhaps just the working poor, for that matter, if you need services, if you need some assistance, the Armory is where you should be, starting at what, 9 o'clock on
9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
9 until 3 on Thursday. You mentioned medical services. Dr. Osterman, you're a podiatrist. For those who may not be familiar with how this population needs podiatry services, kind of talk to me about that.
Sure. basically, this is a patient population that has no other way of ambulation. I mean, they'll periodically ride the bus, but being on their feet and being able to walk all day and it definitely being pain-free is one of the things that's necessary for these people to get around and be able to. Some of them go to their jobs. Some of them go to school. Some of them. But for the most part, they are not showing up in your office. They're not showing up at the hospital. What they're doing is they're letting things fester. So one of the things that this particular event allows us to do is to work on things like ingrown toenails, calluses, open sores, some simple things that allow these people to be able to lead a normal life and be able to live their day every day.
I've often heard that one of the things that the homeless often need the most of are socks. Why is that?
Sure. I mean, they don't have the opportunity to change their socks regularly. The socks tend to get holes. So new shoes, new socks, even things that are lightly used that get recycled are very, very valuable to this patient population.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Project Homeless Connect on Thursday at the D.C. Armory. It is from 9 until 3 o'clock on Thursday. So if you need those services, or if you would like to certainly volunteer, that is the place for you to be. I want to find out, Brendan, you are with Veteran Services. You're the Assistant Director for Veteran Services for Friendship Place. What's your role on Thursday?
Yeah, so we partner with United Way a number of different ways. This is our fifth year since the very beginning being with Project Homeless Connect. So we're there in a supportive means. So we're conducting housing assessments, so meeting with people who are in shelters, in the streets, talking to them, kind of getting engaged, and then getting them into the system in D.C. So if there are services they're eligible for, they might be able to at least have a chance at them. We also usually have AIM Hire there, our employment services division, there to help people with resume help, maybe connect them to job resources, things like that.
Interesting. I want to go to the phone lines because we have somebody on the line now who has a question specifically about that at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. John, calling from Northeast D.C. John, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you guests for their service in the community. I'm a veteran. I'm a professional, and I think I fall into the category of being that one step away from emergency and housing. I travel. I'm a massage therapist, and I do advanced therapy, but I also teach. My blessing is that I'm able to manage, where I stay because I make income. But I'm also a veteran. And I see that there are a lot of homeless veterans out there, and they have a lot of interesting stories. What exactly type of services do you have for veterans, if they're working veterans, transitional housing, anything of that nature?
Yeah, so our program that I run through, the SSVF grant, which is the Supportive Services for Veterans Families grant, that does primarily rapid rehousing for veterans who are currently living in shelters, on the streets, or in transitional housing, who are essentially homeless. So we help them looking for new places to find to live, helping them potentially financially to move into those places. We do also do some light prevention work, so that what that means is that people who maybe have fallen behind and have gotten taken to court, we sometimes have the ability to help stay in eviction if it's possible.
John, are you available to come out on Thursday?
I already cleared my schedule.
There you go. The veterans are often very efficient in handling these things. That never leaves them. So, John, thank you so much for your services, and hopefully you can get some of the help that you need. 202 219-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about resources and services for the homeless through Project Homeless Connect, coming to the D.C. Armory between 9 and 3 o'clock on Thursday, October 3rd. We've spoken a little bit about the need in the community, but what about those who want to volunteer, Rosie? How can people help?
Well, we certainly welcome any of your listeners to come and spend a little time with us on Thursday. They can go to our United Way website, which is www.unitedwaynca.org. We can share with them some of the volunteer opportunities. We also will, you know, whether you want to just spend a couple of hours or whether or not you can give us the whole day, but we really want people who are empathetic, who understand that they're here to serve, and that they ensure that they can keep the confidentiality of what they see and what they hear. And so we are looking for volunteers who simply want to give a little bit of themselves to their neighbors in need for that particular day. And again, volunteers can also offer services. We have over 70 partners who are going to be offering services. We've talked about many of the employment type of services and being and accessing housing programs. We've talked about many of the medical screenings that Dr. Osterman and his colleagues do. But there are other, like, personal hygiene type of offerings that we'll have, you know, haircuts and things of that nature, dental screenings and the like. So literally it runs the spectrum in terms of what people can do, what people can offer, and for any of those neighbors in need who need us, that they can come and experience. Again, one-stop shop for it all, and it's all absolutely free.
What was the website again for those who want to volunteer?
It's United Way, NCA, for National Capital Area, .org.
Okay, and because I'm looking at it now, where should they click beyond that? Do you learn more, get involved?
If you put in the search engine Project Homeless Connect, or mm-hmm. you can also go to volunteer.unitedwaynca, and it'll take you straight to our volunteer page as well.
Thank you so much. Dr. Osterman, what is your biggest concern starting Thursday morning with patients that you may see?
Some of the bigger concerns are, you know, I've done this program since its inception.
Okay.
You know, so since this program is, you know, the 5 years that we've done it, we've been involved every year. And what has happened is we pick up things like infections. We pick up things like open sores and foreign bodies. I mean, the first year we did the program, I think we had four or five people that got admitted to the hospital or at least taken to the hospital.
I was going to ask. It was sometimes it may be very, very serious.
Absolutely. And again, these are people that don't filter into your office. They don't wait until they wait until they're very sick. So, you know, things that they don't change shoes and socks daily, things like that. So what happens is when we allow them to take their shoes and socks off, we'll identify things. And we do see a multitude of infections. And we have the ability there to take care of a lot of the simple things. But like I said, some of the things do require hospitalization. Some of the people don't know they're diabetic. They don't know that they have a vascular problem. They, you know, so we can identify some of these things and get them to the right places so they can get treatment.
I want to go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. April, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, April. What's on your mind? April, are you there? Can you hear me? Do we have April? April, give me a call back if you can. Again, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Following up on that, you said, Dr. Osterman, that you've been part of this since the beginning. Why did you get involved?
You know, it started back when I was in podiatry school. The group that I worked with in Chicago, and I went to podiatry school in Chicago and did my residency in Chicago. There was a group of students that went to the homeless shelters in Chicago, and we had a van, and we had a clinician who would take the students around, and we would go shelter to shelter once a week, once every other week, and basically treat them. And what was very interesting is the stories that the people at the shelters that live on the streets have to tell. They're really one or two steps away from where we were. You know, we were students who were not making an income. And what you learn is about the people, but learning that these people just wanted to get back on their feet and we could provide a service to them, that was something that was always interesting to us.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved, Brendan?
So Friendship Place, like you said, has been involved since the onset of Project Homeless Connect. As an agency, we are deeply rooted in D.C. We started in 1991 up in Northwest D.C. when Winter Shelter opened up there, and really try to ingrain ourselves in every part of the city that we can to try and help the homeless population wherever they are and however we can help them. So this is just kind of right up our wheelhouse. We're happy to help and love being involved every year.
Have you noticed any change in how you've had to deal with the homeless veteran population over these past 5 years? What, if anything, has surprised you?
I think, like Rosie was saying, what surprises you always is, like, homelessness has no filter. It will come to get anyone, anytime. You never know when it can happen. It can happen to anybody. There's lots of people in this country are one paycheck away from ending up in eviction court and on the streets, potentially. Mm-hmm. So just seeing, like, the vast array of people that you meet in the work, and just hearing their stories, letting them kind of open up to you, it's really humbling in a way, because they're all talking about trauma they've experienced. Homelessness is traumatic. And so the fact that they're willing to open up to you and talk to you, even because most of them have been told no many, many times from many, many places. If you pull up a phone number and try to call a place that offers emergency rental assistance, you'll either get a voicemail, you'll get a call back next week, or any number of those things. So having this event where people are in the room in front of you, it's a lot harder to say no to that.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Project Homeless Connect. It is in its fifth year. The event is on Thursday, October 3rd at the DC Armory from 9 until 3 in the afternoon. They're not going to shut the door on you at 3 o'clock.
Absolutely.
But if you want to volunteer, you can find information online at UnitedWayNCA.org. That's UnitedWayNCA.org, as in National Capital Area. And they need more volunteers, because there were a lot of people last year, and certainly as this problem continues to grow in the D.C. area, they are going to need many, many more volunteers. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Tammy calling from D.C. So, Tammy, please do not hang up. And if you still have a question or a comment, give us a call. If you have a need, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM, Channel 141, in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're taking an in-depth look at the people and resources for the homeless issue in the D.C. Metro. Project Homeless Connect is back for the fifth year. It'll be held at the D.C. Armory on October 3rd from 9 to 3. So if you are in need of services, and not if you are just someone who is completely destitute, perhaps you're working poor, perhaps you just need a few resources, need to get some things straightened out, this will be the place to be for you. Also for volunteers, United Way of the National Capital Area, definitely looking for volunteers to help this population. My guest tonight, Rosie Allen Herring, President and CEO of the United Way of the National Capital Area, Dr. Howard Osterman. He is a podiatrist and service provider for Project Homeless Connect. And Brendan Haley, he is the Assistant Director for Veteran Services with Friendship Place. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tammy calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tammy. What's on your mind?
Hi. First, I want to say thank you for dealing with real issues. I want to thank the panel for stepping up to address the issues. For 2 years, I was a working homeless. I called in the other day about affordable housing, and I heard the guy mention rapid rehousing. Rapid rehousing was this services they put me in. Rabbit Rehousing is a setup for failure because it's not a lot of there's nobody checking nobody. The systems that were designed to protect the tenant end up working in favor for the landlord. It became very difficult and stressful. I ended up going through a depression period, anxiety, and there's not a lot of support now for the homeless. You can put me in a place, and I pay so much of my income to the rent, but every 4 months, 3 months, it was going up.
So Tammy, let me ask you, what do you need now?
Now, I'd like to volunteer, and I would like to see the system amended. It needs to be adjusted because a year is not enough time for a person, even with a job, mm-hmm. to repair credit, to save money, and to still pay rent.
Well, let me see what Rosie may have to offer because, you know, obviously she's been in a difficult situation, but for her to even to look forward and realize that she still has something to offer sounds to me as positive change.
Absolutely it is. And again, you know, I recognize my former life before coming to United Way. I spent 21 years at Fannie Mae. So I understand housing. I understand the foreclosure crisis. I understand homelessness as well. And so while we know nothing is ever perfect, we just appreciate Tammy sharing her story, but most importantly, her feeling like she does have something to offer and her willingness to share that with someone else who may be going through the same thing that she went through, and her experience can help them make certain that they have a better experience. So for the policy issues when it comes to housing, that's really an opportunity for all of us to be able to talk to our elected officials, to be able to talk to our leaders and government, because what we found is, you know, the intention is always positive. The intention is always to help those. The way that we execute policy sometimes have challenges and where it may not work for everyone. But I think that there is an opportunity for Tammy to share her story. We recognize we're in a regional area, so we have the District of Columbia as well as suburban Maryland as well as Northern Virginia, and all of the jurisdictions have a commitment to homelessness as well as to housing. And we know here in the District of Columbia, the mayor has made an extensive commitment in closing DC General and making certain that the families were in better situations housing-wise, certainly not permanent in every situation, but her commitment is unmatched in terms of what she's really seeking to do. So we applaud Mayor Bowser for what she's been able to do, but we also know in Prince George's County, Council County Executive Alsobrooks, as well as now County Executive Ehrlich, and in Montgomery County, as well as again our Northern Virginia counterparts, are all looking to work on this critical issue that is not just essential here in the Washington metropolitan area. This is a nationwide issue.
Tammy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And hopefully you will be able to contribute on Thursday. So thank you so much for your offer.
Look forward to having her.
Go to Chris. Chris calling from Virginia. Chris, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
This is Rick.
No, oh, Chris. Rick. Sorry, Rick. Please go right ahead.
I'm a combat veteran. And I've been homeless for like 6 years after I lost everything because of the fact that, you know, I've been in Desert Storm. And the thing about it is, sir, is that, you know, when I came back here in 1999, came back here to Virginia, because I always loved Virginia. I went to school here. I came back to Virginia, and I went out there and filed because something was wrong with me. I had anxiety, all that stuff, the stuff that they put into us, the stuff we were exposed to. And that's just Desert Storm. I'm just talking about this Desert Storm. Look, the people in Vietnam, World War One, all these people have been infected with stuff that you know that give them ailments, so they don't know what to do next.
Well, let me ask you this, Rick, because as it relates to the event on Thursday, what is it that you need to help improve your situation?
Well, my situation is the same thing as my other brothers that went in arms with me overseas. The situation is that the VA itself is not really doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, let me say this, because this is not a Veterans Administration event. this is an event that is under the United Way, and there will be a great deal of resources there that could help benefit you considerably, because we're not just going to have, you know, obviously Dr. Osterman in dealing with podiatry, but I'm sure there are going to be other medical services there as well, Rosie.
There will be other medical screenings as well. And
hold on for a second. Go ahead, Rosie, and then please, Brendan, you're certainly welcome to chime in as well.
Sure. There will be, you know, everything from HIV testing to, you know, again, medical services, flu shots, podiatry services, dental screenings. Again, it'll be a plethora of items. That's just in the health arena. Again, we've talked about personal hygiene in terms of haircuts and the like. We've talked about vital services in terms of being able to access your records. We've talked about being able to have exposure to workforce. People like Brendan and even other colleagues from other organizations that are going to help you look for jobs. It's literally a little bit of something for everyone. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, we believe that there is hopefully a service there that everyone can find value in.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Rick, thank you for your service, and thanks for our call. I would love to, if we can, off the air, get your contact info so we can reach out to you as well to see if there's anything that we can do to help you out. And definitely, if you can make it down Thursday, make it down there to talk to someone. So there will be people from my program down there in person to talk to you as well.
Okay. Can we get our producer to get Rick's information? Rick, hold on. My producer is going to get your information so that we can pass it on to Brendan, so that we can try to get you some of the help that you need. But thank you so much for your phone call as well as your service. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Now, here's a question for certainly all of you. You're certainly welcome to chime in. This is a one-day event, even though it has been happening every year for the past 5 years. Beyond this event, how do the members of this population continue to find these resources? Because after this event, they will kind of, you know, in one sense or another, perhaps go back. Is there follow-up? How does that work?
Well, there is some follow-up with many of the providers. Again, to protect confidentiality and, you know, especially with HIPAA and those types of records, we don't maintain them at United Way, but the service providers who are there do maintain those records, and they're able to follow up. So if there's something that someone can do to help you, they are more than willing to do so. You know, we've talked about over the years having individuals leave us in ambulances because they just didn't understand the magnitude of illnesses that were within them. So those are some of the challenging stories, but there are also good stories. You know, also at some of our, maybe about 2 years ago, at our Project Homeless Connect, it was an individual, a female who was there, who had had her name on the housing voucher list, didn't realize her number had come up. But the city couldn't find her. She had no fixed address. They couldn't even let her know that they had housing for her. But for coming to Project Homeless Connect, she was able to determine that her number had come up and there was housing available to her. That follow-up occurred, and we know now she's doing, hopefully, even better than she was before we saw her 2 years ago. So there are good stories that are happening every day and that come from Project Homeless Connect, and we hope to have some good stories and good examples to share as we gear up even for another year.
Dr. Osterman, how do you deal with follow-up? Because as you mentioned before, there have been times when some of the situations are much more severe, and these people that become instant patients may need, you know, to talk to you or another doctor beyond Thursday.
Well, you know, at least initially, we do a screening to be able to see what's going on. But part of these people just don't even understand the education part of what potentially is going on. You know, is this an infection? Is it a, you know, is it a sore? Is it, you know, and what things they can do on their own? Because I will tell you this. I mean, it's a tricky population because, I mean, I've watched this event evolve over the 5 years. And the people who come back year after year are learning that this is a place to get help, whether it is housing, whether it's medical services, whatever it ends up being. But the reason it moved to the Armory, I think, is it really has gotten large, and it's a one-stop shop that really helps everything. So for me, what we do on our team is we try to explain to people why they have what they have and what things they could potentially be doing on their own. Because, again, this is not a group that typically goes to the doctor's office frequently because they're paying cash if they don't have medical insurance or whatever. Now, many of them are veterans. Many of them can go to the teaching hospitals we have in town and have clinics. I've had a few that have followed up with us. But, you know, they need to know what's serious, what's not serious. And again, whether it's the dental services or the eye services or HIV, I mean, the medical services become that one-stop shop that just educate the population on what they have and what things can be done. So on our, you know, my staff loves coming this day. We close our office, the staff shows up, and they enjoy taking care of people just for the sake of doing the medical part of it. I actually work with a group called Foot and Ankle Specialists in the Mid-Atlantic. That's the partnership that I'm in. And we have a multitude of different events that we do, whether it be pediatric brain tumors, whether it be providing backpacks for kids to start back to school. But for my group, we like doing the homeless, and it's a patient population that is forever in need. So what we do is we tend to do a screening process, and that screening process goes on and just really tries to educate the patient. I mean, we'll treat. We cut nails. We do calluses. We do, you know, we'll put pads. But basically what we try to do is to have them help themselves.
Mm-hmm. And what about follow-up with your organization, Brendan? Because I'm sure that, you know, again, you know, the veterans are – it can be a complex population.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, so speaking from the Veterans Division, we can, any vet we meet there, we're going to try and see specifically what we can do to help them, whether that's through housing or connecting them to resources for other things they need, education, whatever that might be. Maybe it's the VA healthcare they want to get connected to. In general, like I said, we're there doing the housing assessments as well. So people that are experiencing homelessness that maybe haven't been able to find where to touch the system, where to come to for help, they can get that assessment done and kind of get the ball rolling. It's a process, unfortunately, in D.C. There's a lot of people at risk or that are currently homeless right now, and there's few resources to go around. Mm-hmm. So these assessments kind of help D.C. to prioritize who they can help with. So that kind of gets us a ball rolling. Another big thing that I think is great that this does is the ID documents. I can't tell you how many times I've come across or met with or worked with vets who living in the shelters, stuff gets stolen. They lose their Social Security card, birth certificate, ID, whatever it might be they're looking for. And then if you ever had to try to get yours back when you have a lease, when you have those documents maybe saved somewhere in your house, if you're having a backpack on your back, trying to find a way to get a birth certificate when you get maybe $733 a month, it's hard. It costs money. You got to go down to DC health office and wait in line, and maybe they say you don't have the right documents that day. So this is a great thing that they do, is with those ID documents, because that's a huge barrier for the homeless population trying to get services.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more about Project Homeless Connect and what you can do to help the homeless population here in the D.C. Metro. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about helping the homeless population in the D.C. Metro with Project Homeless Connect, with the United Way of the National Capital Area. This day-long event will be on October 3rd from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock at the D.C. Armory. Rosie, how do you, and this isn't just for Rosie, but how do you help people who refuse help? I'm not talking about the population that's going to show up on Thursday. I'm talking about those who want to be left alone, but at least from the perspective of the professionals, you know that they need assistance, whether it's mental health or even if they just want to remain isolated because of some other kinds of issues in their lives. How do you help those folks?
Sure. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to meet people where they are. And we don't understand the trauma that has occurred in their life that has them where they are. And so for some of our participants who've actually taken the time to come to Project Homeless Connect, they still may only want to access one or two things because they're just uneasy about it. And then they want to leave. And then others, you know, will leave and come back after they've had an opportunity to really think about it. I think the skepticism after 5 years now that we're really here to help and that the services are really free and we really are going to be with you for the duration and you can have access to anything and everything that's in that building that day. People have come to believe and trust that, and we believe that that's a part of our brand at United Way. But I will say, at United Way, this is what we do every day. Our job is to build a thriving community. Certainly, this is one big day for us in terms of being able to have it concentrated in a particular area all at once. But every day, we try to fight for the financial stability, the health, and the education of this entire community. And there are a myriad of services that we offer as a part of our commitment to this community that we work with partners such as Friendship Place and Dr. Osterman all year long. So this is an effort that we use to try to get to that population, to share this information with them, to be able to, give them access to these services. So it's not, this is one big day for us that we can get as much as we can for the impact. But we also recognize that this is a problem 365 days a year.
And I'll just say this, if you don't mind. I mean, I'm just going to say, look, we did this from year one, and we come back every year because of the people that work at the United Way. I mean, the United Way of the National Capital Area, the people have compassion. They do this with their heart. So it's something for us to feed off. I mean, we have a service we can provide, but the bottom line is every station that these people go to, so you ask, how do they open up? I mean, the people come, and they're proud. I mean, nobody wants to really share their story sometimes, especially if you're homeless. So if you show up and you find out that the people do care about providing services and giving you the information that you need, it's amazing how they do like to tell their stories. These are good people generally. You know, there's a stigma. You know, are they alcoholic? Are they drug addicts? Whatever it is. The truth is, they're just people in need. And I think when you show up at the door and from the time you check in and get your volunteer buddy and you go station to station, what you find is people are just here to provide for you for that day. But like Rosie said, it's not a one-day. I mean, this happens to be a big one-day event. It happens all the time. They have the services that you need. But for, like, my group, we come back every year because of the people that actually put this program on, put this event on, because they're just good people.
But you said something earlier that kind of struck me. You talked about when you were in medical school, long before this, where you and your peers, your medical student peers, went out into the community to provide these kinds of services when there may not have been a Project Homeless Connect kind of an event. Was it difficult dealing with the complexities of a population that needed help but didn't want it?
Sure. I mean, and they're transient. So you're never, you know, follow-up. You had asked about follow-up previously. Follow-up is difficult. Because, you know, some of the people that you want to follow up on and find out, are they doing better? You can't find them. You know, they are of no fixed address. But that's why when they do show up at a place like this, when they do this Project Homeless Connect, that we can try to, one, show empathy so we can show, and also try to educate them on where they might need to go to get the services that they need.
Same issue, Brendan, your thoughts about trying to connect with veterans that may not necessarily want the assistance that they need.
So, I mean, with veterans and with the general homeless population, like you said, sometimes they don't necessarily may want that help. They don't either trust you because they, like I said earlier, they've been burnt before by the system, whether it's like had a bad experience or maybe were in their eyes treated unfairly. So this is a great day to get right in front of them face to face, really try and build that bridge back up again. Like you said, meeting people where they're at is very important to Friendship Place and to United Way as well. At Friendship Place, we always try to find ways to say yes as one of our core tenants. And what that means is, like, maybe we can't help exactly what you need, but maybe we can find a way to figure out a solution for you, brainstorm together, figure that out. And really, like, it just takes lots of hard work every day of the year, rebuilding that trust for the people who have been burnt, like Tammy earlier, who called and had a bad experience with rapid rehousing. If there was a perfect homeless system set up, we would have solved homelessness by now. Mm-hmm. The systems don't work for everybody, but they work for a lot of people. So the more people we can get in front of to try and get them connected to those systems, the better.
What are you adding this year, Rosie, that perhaps you've not had in the past?
I think, again, we've talked about a lot of the services, but I think what's also unique is this year we have voter registration, which is going to be provided by the D.C. Board of Elections. We also have some expungement support for provided by Catholic Charities. There's financial services that will be brought in by M&T Bank, employment assistance by UPS. Again, you're going to have all of the medical providers that are there, but the HIV testing from Whitman Walker, they're there. You know, again, medical services by CareMore, flu shots by Safeway. Again, you know, it's just so many. And we keep becoming more and more grateful as well as humbled by the number of professionals like Brendan and Dr. Osterman who continue to give us their support, and not just individually, but it's the whole breadth and depth of what they bring from their offices, from their colleagues, from their friends who are here. We are a community that cares. That's one thing that I love about the Washington metropolitan area, having been here since I came to Howard University. And I will tell you, it is, while we have some of the greatest communities in terms of income, six of the top 10 highest earning incomes are here. But there's also a dichotomy where there's a lot of need as well. We're known as a fit city, you know, a very healthy city. But then we have some of the highest chronic diseases also in the country. And so when you look at that, you know that there's still work to be done. But you also know that the resources are here. It's our job as your United Way to bring the community to the business as well as to the nonprofit partners and vice versa.
Well, I think that's a good place to kind of end this conversation. But I want to congratulate you on 5 years of helping the community with Project Homeless Connect. It is unfortunate that it looks like there may be a sixth year and a seventh year because the need remains. But it's good to see that you brought along some really great people who have hung in there with the United Way and are continuing to work on health issues, to work on veterans issues, and so many more. You could probably fill this room and down the hallway with all the folks who are going to be participating.
Over 70 partners.
Yeah, there you go. So, Rosie, thank you so much. I want to thank you for coming in. Also, Brendan Haley and Dr. Howard Osterman. And don't forget, you can volunteer. If you go to the United Way website, that's UnitedWayNCA.org. That's UnitedWayNCA.org. And as always, you can find that information and this podcast on our website on WHUR.com. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, October 1st. It's October already, believe it or not. I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.